From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kenny Malone. A major blow to several groups suing the state over redistricting came yesterday. Marva Hinton tells us a Florida appeals court is blocking the release of maps, emails, and memos that were billed as key evidence.
The documents came from a GOP consultant, and the First District Court of Appeal ruled that the material was privileged and must remain confidential. That ruling overturned an earlier decision to allow the documents to be used as evidence in the trial pitting the League of Women Voters and several other groups against the state. Back in 2010, Florida voters passed the Fair Districts Amendment, which prohibits districts from being drawn to favor incumbents or a particular political party. The plaintiffs argue that state lawmakers drew up maps for congressional seats that violate this amendment, but attorneys for the legislature say those allegations are false. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
And this week, the South Florida Water Management District held its annual hurricane drill by operating an entire day as if a Category 4 storm hit the region. Jeff Clavette is director of operations with the district's engineering department.
Our traditional organization in the district has different departments that work on different missions. When we get into emergency action, we put that aside and it's all focused on the actual emergency. So we're taking all our staff and focusing it on a central mission, which would be flood control.
Each year, the drill relives problems caused by a different hurricane from the past. Hurricane season begins June 1st. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kenny Malone.